Chapter 3. You coming? Jimmy flicked Bill's cap with his fingers, knocking it sideways. Don't want to miss the passion wagon. Passion wagon? Bill repositioned the cap, frowning at his reflection in the tiny square of mirror on the wall between the bunks. No chance in this one-horse town.
Ah, but we're not going to Bridgenorth tonight.
Jimmy tapped the side of his nose. They're taking us to Wolverhampton. Remember? That place we got off the train. Bill swung around, his arms folded.
Wolverhampton? But that's a white town.
Not tonight, Jimmy chuckled. I was in the guardhouse when they dropped off the invitation.
What invitation?
From the Royal Netherlands Regiment. There's a dance in honor of Queen Wilhelmina.
Queen who?
One of Bill's eyebrows jerked toward his cap.
Wilhelmina, Dutch queen. It's her birthday or something. All Allied troops within 10 miles of their camp are invited.
Bill sniffed. So we're going to some barracks in the middle of nowhere? Sounds even worse than Bridgenorth.
No, you got it all wrong.
Jimmy shook his head. It's at the Civic, biggest dance hall in town.
I tell you, man, there'll be more girls than you can handle.
Is that a fact? Bill's eyes narrowed.
And who do you reckon they'll go for? A bunch of Dutch fellas? Three white Yankee companies, or us?
Try thinking like a white girl, Jimmy. Later, the two men jumped out of a U.S. Army truck and stood for a moment on the pavement, taking in the unfamiliar surroundings. The mellow stone of St. Peter's Church glowed in the light of the sinking sun. In its shadow were knots of women laughing and chattering as they moved past empty market stalls. Across the square was the Civic Hall, its Doric pillars towering over the heads of the khaki-clad soldiers filing through the doors.
Don't look now,
Jimmy said, as the company of black GIs set off across the square.
But I think we're being followed.
Bill could hear barely suppressed giggles and loud shushing noises over his left shoulder. As the others marched ahead, he signaled to Jimmy, and they sidestepped out of the line, slipping behind one of the market stalls.
Here they come,
Bill whispered. Both craned their necks as far as they could without being noticed.